Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Peeling off. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Jane. I'm doing an Instagram live on the Alice account with Kelly Clarkson today at 11:20. It's Jane. Just checking in.
You know, I've had to move my phone, and we're doing the show now from home, and I've had to move the phone in this particular case in order to get the charger going because I'm doing an Ask Me Anything at 10 o'clock.
And you need to have your phone not die. Yeah,
right.
I gotcha.
So my phone is horizontal, and all I see is some kind of gangster hat. What are you wearing?
Oh, that's me. I'm wearing a fedora. See?
Okay. Okay.
Don't you still have your bunny ears on? I saw your bunny. Oh, yeah, you do. You still have your bunny ears.
Can you see me?
Yeah. Well, no, I can't see you. I only see, like, your ear. Mm. Should we all turn side? If we all turned them sideways, would it work?
No, it makes everything disappear. That's, I'm telling you, I could barely see.
Oh, no, that's so much better.
Yeah, I like it.
That's better. Yeah. I can't figure out how to do it.
Now I can see. Okay, good.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Hey! But now I only see your chin.
Anyway.
By the way, Jane loves my impersonation of her.
Check out Jane today on the Alice Instagram with Kelly Clarkson at noon?
At 11:20. At 11:20 on the Alice Instagram account. It's Jane.
11:20, make a wish.
Yeah, I don't know why you would, but, you know, she seems to find reasons for wishes all the time.
I know. 3:33 a.m., make a wish. I'm like, what?
I wish I was asleep.
No doubt. All right. So unless we have any more business to conduct, I'll do a few texts, and then we'll get out of here.
Well, some of us will. Some of us will stick around and answer questions on the Alice Ask Me Anything account.
And others of us will go get the party started, right?
No. Oh, yes, right.
800-400-3697. That's our text number. We love to hear from you guys. It helps us stay connected with you, so send whatever you're up to. Let's see. 925 says, hey, Vinny, your side piece show was great yesterday.
Yay!
While you were cheating on your radio wife, it was weird not hurts. Hearing Sarah, hurts. Bryn, or Natalie.
Oh, Natalie.
Natalie.
The Jesus?
I think that's me.
Natalie the Jesus?
I've never gotten Natalie before.
I'll tune in as long as you keep going. Longtime fan out in Concord, Robert. Thank you, Robert. I do appreciate your support.
Well, I think this is an every Thursday thing, right?
Well, we'll see how long it lasts. Yeah, I mean, like I was joking.
Have some high hopes, Vinny. Come on.
No. Listen, I like doing it. I love that station and its music. Always have. I mean, since way before we ever worked in the Bay Area, I used to listen to what used to be called Live 105, now Alt 105. But I love that station, so I'm stoked and honored to be on it. But the truth is, it took six different people to get that 1 hour of radio done.
Yeah.
I don't see that being the way that continuing.
It's just 1 hour. They were happy to help. They just want to be part of your world, Vin.
If we can get it fixed where I've got a computer and I can just lay down the tracks and get them in, then I'm sure that will continue, but we'll see. Anyway.
It'll get easier.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry
about it. Always the first thing that, you know, the first try takes a minute.
and yeah. 5 or 6 people.
Right.
Right.
Listen, you'd be lucky it only, you know, took 6 people. You
know, an entire station of people.
Right.
Got an
sadly,
hour radio done last night.
That is an entire station of people. Now.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Hi, guys. I don't know if I misunderstand, but you both time or schedule when you make love? Please explain this, because I've been with my husband 14 and a half years, and we never planned that. Is always maybe a week we don't touch each other, and then the next week it's we're almost like 4 times that week. Personally, sounds weird to me, but I do like to find out how it works for you.
Well, first of all, we never make love. That is disgusting, and that never happens. So when we bang, that happens on Friday nights. And it's nice because then I know when it's happening, and he knows when it's happening, and we can plan for it the whole week. And, you know, wifely duty time. Otherwise, sometimes time goes by. It doesn't occur to me the way it occurs to him. I'd be like, what? How long has it been? All right, I guess I could do that. But now I know, and I get my wig and my outfit ready. And
okay. So my daughter's in the room listening on headphones.
Great.
Other side of this desk.
Well, she thinks making love is gross, too.
Ooh. Yeah, she does.
Which daughter?
My oldest.
Oh, all right. The one who would actually maybe understand this.
Right. Absolutely.
Dad, I have a question for you in the Ask Me Anything. What's make love?
She's not going to. She's going to. Good morning, Alice fam. My niece is in labor in Sacramento right now, 5 centimeters. I'm so excited but scared for her at the same time. Please send some love to Sarah and John.
Oh, sweet. Is that their names? Sarah mm-hmm. and John. Good luck and love and luck and happiness and joy.
I think they see. They're waving back, honey.
Oh, hi. I actually can't. I can't see anybody
you don't see
on
her
your thing
in this corner over
no
here?
All I see is your microphone. That is all I see. Not you, not oh there I just saw her slide there. She is
there.
Hold
she
on
is.
Go to your right. Go to your right, Isla, to your right.
Me or her?
No, her right there. Oh, there now I got her. Hi, gorgeous. Oh my god, so cute. She's a bunny.
California poppies are fun for kids to watch open and close at night. Collect the long seed bud and put in a paper bag in the sun and listen for it to explode. What?
Oh.
Have you ever heard of that?
No, never heard of that.
What the heck is Sarah talking about? There's footage of her throwing a baseball at the Giants game.
No, that's me singing.
No, she sang there, but she didn't.
I didn't throw a ball. Yeah, you're just remembering what you want to remember. It's called selective remembering.
Vinny, what paper did you read the article about Crohn's disease? Very curious, as my husband has it. It wasn't an article, it was a news story, but you can look it up. Australian scientists may have found a cure for Crohn's. Look that up and hopefully you'll get through that search to the right article. 510 says, is Sarah drinking already?
No.
Now.
Now. I'm not. Now.
Hey, what's the name of the color website, please? It is called colornames.org if you want to get in on suggesting the official name for colors that have yet to be designated.
16.8 million, huh? A lot of colors.
Oh boy, this one, I'll just read it and then you guys can decide if you even understand it. Al had to intro a constant into gen relativity to make it work, which he threw away when we discovered the universe was expanding, calling it the biggest blunder of his life. Turns out it is a good fit for dark energy, not so wrong after all.
Yeah, I got
Al.
That.
Okay.
My kid's sitting here explaining it to me.
Is he there, really?
No.
Oh.
Please. He's as usually as far from me in the house as he can possibly get.
Berkeley?
Yeah, no, he's fine. It's the other one. The two dudes I live with.
You guys are bringing a much-needed smile to my face today. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're doing our best. It's a much-needed smile to our face, too. It's the highlight of my day.
415 says, you don't miss Yuzette.
Yeah, we miss Yuzette. We just said we miss a lot of people.
Yep. What are you talking about? Of course we do.
Miss Hooman, Yuzette. Hell, I miss people. I miss a lot of people.
I thought Hooman was just at your house the other day.
He was here a couple weeks ago. Was he here last week, Bryn?
No, he was there.
Two weeks ago?
Was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? I forget.
Is that Blair I'm seeing here?
Yes, Blair is now making an appearance. Oh, that's Joss. Oh, I'm so sorry. Joss is the new one.
Boy, Joss has really supplanted the whole Blair thing.
Poor Blair has just fallen away.
That is sad.
925, these are American Girl dolls, if you're wondering what the hell these guys are talking about. We're talking about American Girl dolls. How will you guys ever be able to go back to commuting every day after being able to work from home?
It'll be easy. I would love to.
Here's how.
Yeah. Just to have a separation between like life and work. It's really, sometimes John comes in here at the end of the show and then I'm sitting in the same chair and I'm like, God, am I ever leaving work? For hours. Just blah, blah, blah.
Vinny, nice job last night. My husband and I enjoyed reminiscing. We loved it. That's good. Thank you.
Every Thursday, 7 o'clock on Alt 105, Vinny's side piece.
I know Vinny wished us a general happy birthday, but can I be pathetic and ask for a personalized happy birthday to Julie?
Oh, hey, Julie.
Quarantine happy is making birthday. Me...
Well, it's sad. You can't have a birthday party, you know? Right. Just one of those stupid house parties or Zooms or whatever. No fun.
Oh, a lot of people are writing in. It's their birthday, too. Danielle, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Go show. It's your birthday.
Good morning, VNS. I still wake up to you every morning. I binge watch Ozark while on my exercise cycle.
And it's keeping me going. This weekend. Oh my God, Vinny.
Yeah, you do.
You got to. I need to talk to you about it.
I can't wait to finish. We're absolutely going to get that done. We've got 3 episodes left and these kids are fired if they don't let us finish it. That's all.
Yeah, that'll work. Try that.
I have goals. And that may not be at the top of the list, but it's right after the other thing I want to do this weekend.
I only want 2 things. Finish Ozark and that one other thing.
What does that mean? Well,
you don't need to know.
Phrase
right?
Again. Ugh.
Oh, making love.
Ugh. Whoa. So bogus. Swear to God, that's something my mother would say. Oh.
You know what's weird about that phrase is that I read a lot of books and often an author will use that and I assume they think that they're being romantic or whatever, but I have this similar reaction, which is no.
Yeah, black. Black.
Do not like.
No, I don't want you to.
Oh, you know you want it.
Not every single day, not even every single week. I just, please, if I could be left alone for a while. No. Thank you, though. That's really, it's nice. I mean, I appreciate that you're trying to be cool about it, but please, I don't do that. If you could just lay it on me, that'd be better.
I'm getting, 408 says, I'm getting fully dressed every day. No makeup, but I am putting on jeans just to feel normal. Hmm. All right.
Well, also, you should be putting on your jeans just so you can tell if you need to lay off on the peanut butter cookies. I am so scared to put on any jeans. I'll tell you.
You haven't even tried?
No, I haven't put jeans on one. I have this one pair of pants that are really loose and I like them. So, you know, they just sort of sit around my hips. And once in a while, I'll put those on. Like, if we have to go somewhere. Like today, I might go to the garden store and get it. I need a water lily bad. So I'm trying to make an appointment with them.
What did you just say?
I need a water lily. I need a water lily bad, man.
I need a water lily really bad was the sentence, everyone.
Well, I do. I need a water lily. They need to get going. It's the time of year. So I'm hoping I can get a appointment because I'm sure they're not open, right? The water lily place. There are those places, by the way.
I would know. I have no idea.
If you had a pond, you'd know.
LOL, Vinny. It's pronounced remdesivir.
Remdesivir. Remdesivir.
Oh, remdesivir.
Remdesivir.
Okay, whatever. Look, Gilead may have a cure for coronavirus or at least something that helps you get through the symptoms more quickly. and safely. Huh. I mean, can you imagine? I've been tripping out on the idea that this thing could be everything from you don't even get any symptoms to the end.
Right.
What?
I know. And they're discovering all this other crap, all these other like side effects and stuff. Like, oy, it's not good.
I couldn't get through the first 30 minutes of Survivor without a tissue. I was a blubbering mess. The kids made me this way. Yeah, I guess. I know.
I made it through. I was like, enough of this. Oh my God, they're going to eat the whole episode. There's too many people. Oh my God, make it stop.
Yeah, that show,
a challenge.
That doesn't get to me. I mean, the Grubhub ad got me. The Survivor family episodes never get me.
They get me usually, but they were just, as soon as I saw them bringing the families out and bringing the full family out, like not just the one person that people normally get, but dragging out the whole family, I was like, there's too many people left for this crap.
You know how you cried during the Grubhub ad?
Yeah.
You know, I was crying during the Survivor thing, and then there's an ad that pops up in that one, which is...
Better than we hoped, hearing all of you guys talking and hugging and loving each other. And I just want to thank Fiji Airways. They made this possible. They flew all of the loved ones out here to Fiji.
Yeah, thank Fiji Airways.
Thank you, Fiji Airways.
Nice plug, Probst. Yeah. Good for you.
They flew them all out. Fiji Airways, Airlines, Airways.
I can see the meeting now. Wait a minute. You want me to plug them in the middle of our heartstring moment? And then Probst at the end is loses and is like, all right.
Well. I'll do it. I get it. We need it. Here we go.
Right.
They have a lot of gross plugs on that show. They're like, oh, and the Outback Steakhouse brings them all food.
Yeah. Or,
you know, some stupid movie that they're playing, like some CBS show. You guys get to watch a screening of a CBS show. Really? Thanks? All right. It's good times.
Yeah, I'd love to see us find ways to do more.
We have. Don't offer that up, Vinny. They're going to find new ways for us any minute.
Is that a Rolls Royce in my driveway?
Oh.
How did
it was
that
just a
get
Honda.
There?
Last week was a Honda. You get a new car every week.
Well, I realize. I mean, geez, if we're just going to talk nonsense, I might as well go
sure.
all the way, right?
Might as well.
Oh, Vinny, you can get amazing fresh seafood delivered from Aloha Seafood out of SF. Check them out on Facebook. They post a price list every Monday.
Oh.
I doubt they'll want to deliver where I am, but the rest of you might really need that name, Aloha Seafood.
Sure, there's something in Santa Cruz that would deliver fresh fish.
You know what? I don't mind going out. I've got gloves. I've got a mask now. I went out for a few minutes. It was like a full stick and move mission. I got what we needed, got home, showered, back into hiding. All good. Super easy. You know, I didn't get to the list of places that are going to require masks going forward. I'll do that next week, but get ready, everybody. You're going to need masks for going out.
Yeah, they're about to make it the rule.
Is there anything else I need to get to? No. A lot of people wrote in when we were talking about the way they put food right on the checkout lines and run you down a gauntlet of candy and other snacks.
Yeah.
It's impulse buying or impulse purchases. And
I think we came up with spontaneous purchases, and then Bryn hopped in to tell us impulse.
Right. A lot of people wrote that. So, all right, that's it, everybody. So thank you for your contributions. Oh, and I cannot play Pantera. Thank you for the suggestion, but that's not going to roll on my side piece. But I will be taking requests, so you can DM me if you want to hear a song that's in next week's show.
All right, we'll be back to say goodbye in just a sec.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know about you guys, but I am pretty excited for the next 15 minutes. We are about to start an Ask Me Anything with Vinny Crackhorn, live from Santa Cruz. So exciting. I saw some of the questions this morning. Bryn, you are just, I mean, mwah, way to curate quite the little live Alice 973 Instagram live show.
It's really going to be, it's all about the listeners. They all gave all the content. pretty easy for my part.
Yeah, it's great though. Oh my God.
Well, your enthusiasm for this is really welcome and appreciated. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I look forward to your turn next Friday, a week from today at 10 o'clock.
It's when weird that I'm looking less forward to that one.
Ah, I don't know. Weird.
Anyway, remember everybody, the phrase that pays, making love. Delightful. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. But don't forget, just a couple minutes from now, we're at 10 o'clock. Alice goes live with Vinny. I know I'll be watching. I'll see you there. Meet you there. Oh, and Jane later. It's Jane. And she has Kelly Clarkson on with her at 11:20 on the Alice973 Instagram. So make sure you're on Instagram all day long. See you on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.